We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Now I have dreams. You know, Cam versus Brady in the Super Bowl. Niners,
you're
Bucks.
You're just really getting me going now.
Pats, Chiefs.
That would be fantastic.
Ugh.
It's the big bad New England Patriots. Cam Newton does not move the meter at all for the 2020 New England Patriots. In his last eight starts, he has as many wins as me.
Cam is 31, and his biggest thing is to be 6'5 and 260 and to use that great Superman athleticism.
Yeah. Big muscles.
I don't know if he can still do that, so they're going to have to morph Cam Newton very similar to the way North Turner did.
Now it gives them a conversation to be, can they beat Kansas City? Can they beat the top teams in the league?
Can you they think they Baltimore? Can with him?
I think they can.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
That might have been the most outrageous statement of them all, because everybody's got their opinion, and there were a zillion of them out yesterday with Cam Newton signing with the New England Patriots, or expected to sign. But Mike Lombardi, I mean, going all out there and saying they're beating Kansas City. I mean,
no, he's saying that they could beat Kansas City, not saying they are beating them. He said they could beat Kansas City. There's a slight difference there. But the hottest take of all through this whole coronavirus has been Mike Tannenbaum's. Mike Tannenbaum saying that the Patriots had the Patriots running back group was the best group of any position group in all of the NFL.
I would agree with that.
That was probably the craziest take of all.
Listen, if you are, because there's a lot of people out there that with Jared Stidham felt like the Patriots were going to win the AFC East. So if that's the case, if you think they are one of the top three, four teams in the league, then, you know, if your opinion's high on Cam Newton, you should think that they're another level up. And that is a chance to beat the great teams. I think there's only one great team, and that's the Chiefs.
See, your problem is you had them so low. You had them at six that even though you gave them three more wins
they're
above replacement, that you only have them at nine wins. But if you had them at 10, I mean, they're 13-3. They're the AFC champs.
At least 12-4.
Well, yeah, that's my point. But you had them so low beforehand.
This is true.
That, I mean, listen, they're a respectable 9-7 and probably backdooring their way into the playoffs.
I would agree with that assessment.
All right, so we'll get into assessment of what he means as a football player, as a quarterback. But the other interesting aspect of this is we know how the Patriots operate. We've already seen Cam Newton. We've seen his social media. It's a little bit different than Tom Brady's. He has a different approach to all of this stuff. And of all people, our buddy Steve Burton.
Steve Burton. Wait, Steve Burton
is Ruffles.
Wait,
our guy, Channel 4. Yeah, he's ruffled. He's ruffled some feathers because we're going to talk about, does he fit in with the Patriots mentality and Belichick system? And this is Steve Burton talking about Cam Newton.
Oh. And I think he'll come in humble. How can you not for playing for a guy like Belichick? It's different than any other coach. The guy's got six Super Bowl rings. With the Patriots.
Well, you say he comes in humble. I don't know if he's got humility behind him. You know, I understand when guys come to New England, they have to be humble. But here's a guy that I'm not so sure he's familiar with humility.
Mm. Ooh.
Steve, that's going to hurt your sit-down opportunity with Cam when he comes in.
I would say, yeah. I would say Steve's going to have to change, maybe dress like Cam. Maybe
The first thing Steve's going to have to say is, I had a drinking problem. And it's so funny, I'm 2 months recovered now, by the way. That whole quote, I was drunk.
Steve Burton.
Cam.
Yeah. I learned a lot about you and myself in the last month or so.
I went to rehab.
So we know what happens.
Through reflection.
We know what happens when you say something that is a little bit out of line in this this day and age, and you guys have learned it. It suddenly becomes headlines everywhere.
New York Post?
Yep. Nope. This way. Shannon Sharpe. Shannon Sharpe reacted.
Right there?
Yep.
Oh. What's he basing that on? Because I've seen guys come there. Look, maybe you don't like his outfits. Maybe you don't like the way he conduct himself. And maybe he's arrogant. What they're missing is that just because Cam was outwardly arrogant doesn't mean that Tom Brady isn't arrogant or Peyton Manning or John Elway. While Cam is running on the field doing this right here, you watch the way Tom Brady runs on the field. And you don't tell me you don't think he said, I'm the baddest mofo out here. I look at guys, Skip, and they said, there is no way Corey Dillon. Man, they say Randy Moss, Manny Moss. Ocho Cinco.
Yep. Yep. Man,
now, you talk about his personality.
Mm-hmm.
Fits right in. Now, Cam, ain't no way Cam can fit in. Whoa. No, ain't no way Cam can do. Why?
Well, he always brings it back to Brady. I understand this one's more similar because it's quarterback and quarterback.
Yeah.
But it is like Tom Brady running on the field, going to the sideline and giving that fist pump, let's go. Like doing that is that different than Superman or the first down moves or just Cam's? Listen, they're different guys. But Shannon's trying to compare Odell Beckham in the past and saying Odell's actions on the sidelines, they're no different than Tom Brady's. And it's like I've never seen Tom Brady kneel down and propose to a kicking net and get into a fight with a kicking net. You know, and just unable to control emotions like we've seen with him on the field with Josh Norman or coaches back and forth following up and down the sidelines. Not an argument. Go sit down and have a discussion. So he always trying to brings it back. I think it's different. Okay. I don't think that what Cam does with the Superman thing and the first down, I don't have a problem with that. You know, he wears his silly little hats. I don't think this is going to be an issue if he goes out and plays well.
So
he plays at a high level. We'll deal with all of it. We'll love the Superman thing.
There's a lot to unpack there with that quote, and because I do not think that they're any different at all when it comes to their commitment and their desire to prove people wrong and to make a statement and show that they're the baddest mofo on the planet.
Yeah.
To show that they're a ninja. To show that they have a killer instinct. They're both cut from that same cloth. That to me is the same. There's no different. Then when Brady runs out there and does the whole thing, let's go. You know, Cam Newton does the same thing. They just look so different. So with Burton, though, the humility part is interesting to me because there is something to say about you're being used to one way of doing business. One person, the way he acts, the way he looks, the way he speaks, how he dresses, how he addresses the team and everything else like that. So you look at Cam Newton, you say, you know what? Dude, there's no humility there. This guy he's never had a slice of humble pie in his life. So I sit there and say, will the fans actually accept him? Will they accept him?
If they win, yeah.
Well,
and if they don't, and give you an example of it, his post-game press conference for the Super Bowl lacked humility. It was embarrassing. And he got up and he walked out because he lost the game and he got, you know, torched for it. People were all over him about it. I think if you win, you get away with all that stuff. And if you don't, here's the better question. Is he going to have any difficulty dealing with a Bill Belichick program in the way that Belichick operates versus how some of these other coaches operate? It got to Tom Brady. It took a while, but it got to Tom Brady,
right? 20 years.
Yep, but it got to Tom Brady.
He's not going to have that opportunity. No, it isn't going to get to him. And everybody, and Shannon Sharpe, mentioned some names. He mentioned a bunch of names in there. But they're different. They're not even the same. You mentioned Corey Dillon, all those guys.
Man,
okay?
Randy Moss, Manny Moss.
All those guys. Who? I know, exactly.
Manny Moss.
All those guys had a one-year shelf life. All of them have a one-year shelf life. All of them. They all kind of revert back to their old ways.
All in
but
a different position.
The Bird thing was interesting to me because nobody wants to say, okay, this guy's kind of a dink. Kind of looks like a dink, kind of speaks like a dink, or is it just because you're just used to the way Tom Brady speaks and the way he reacts and the way he answers questions? He does put off this, hey, you know what? I'm better than you. I don't have any time for you. Okay, is Karen Garigan going to get the first question? Is Karen Garigan going to get the, wait, what are you doing here? You covering football? Shouldn't you be somewhere else? Oh, what?
Huh? You're talking about routes?
You're talking about double tights? You're talking about red zone? You're so cute when you talk about short yardage and goal line. The kicking game? Say kicking game again. Say it. Say it slow.
All of that is in play. And again, if he plays well, he can be the clown. He's our clown. So it's great. We got a clown.
I don't
know. It's good.
If he doesn't,
then they will use that to just embarrass him.
I'm saying the fans are not going to accept him.
They're not going to accept
him.
Either way, he wins and they won't accept him.
Right now, they are not accepting Cam Newton.
Let's get to that coming up next. And who does he remind you of? We'll get to all of that next. Best case, worst case scenario. The boys always like that when we throw that out. We'll do all of that. Brian Baldinger is going to join us. Is going to join us from the NFL Network and radio.com. That will come up at 2:35 today right here on OMF.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Glenn Ordway, Lou Merlone, and Christian Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Cam assumes the leadership position, right, and he's 9 years in Carolina.
Right.
So he doesn't know the Patriot way. He was never, like, leadership is not his strength because Cam's kind of a solo act, but it's an MVP solo act because he can lead by example on the field.
Right.
Can he be a locker room force? Never been his strength. So can he sort of fill the shoes in the locker room of Tom Brady? I don't think so. I want Cam, for his sake, to be Cam.
That's the only person you can be.
I think it's up to Bill Belichick to sort of bite his lip and look the other way and let this man do what he does, because now he is in the leadership position.
Yeah, that's Bill's style. Bill looks the other way and lets everybody be themselves and not part of a team. Listen, this leadership role, I've never heard anything negative about Cam Newton as a teammate. Matter of fact, I noticed a lot of the guys were going on social media that played with him in the past that were all excited that he got an opportunity again to go with the New England Patriots. I don't see where that's coming from. But to expect Bill Belichick to let Cam do whatever he wants, social media and everything else, do you really believe that's going to happen?
This whole narrative that Bill, you know, stifles people's players' personalities and doesn't allow them to be themselves or celebrate or have a good time or laugh or joke or make fun of people is so false. It just drives me nuts.
It's funny. You said just the opposite last week when you were talking about Tom Brady away from Bill Belichick and how much he's changed.
No, that's different. That's totally different. Yeah, that's a personality issue. Him wanting to be somebody that he isn't. The real Tom Brady is back here in New England. This new guy ain't gonna last.
Yeah, this completely might be Tom.
Completely different.
I don't know.
And I would also say that if you actually think that the problems Brady had was the fact that he couldn't be himself.
No, I don't. But
okay,
I think,
well then that was a stupid comment.
But wait a minute. I think there is a certain decorum that is different when you're playing for a Bill Belichick.
Oh, wait, let me break this decorum down for you, because I love it when people bring this up. It's real simple. It's real simple. Come to meetings early. Ooh, that's tough. Be prepared to go to work. That's good. Be accountable. Okay. Be a good teammate. These are all things that are in the protocol of every single Fortune 500 company. The expectations that are at all these successful companies are the same that are here in New England. So when someone says, oh, Martellus Bennett can't write his books, can't do interviews. No, it's stupid. They all come and do their own thing. What about Chad Ochocinco? Well, what Chad Ochocinco was doing in Cincinnati was stupid. And he was completely disrespecting the franchise, the players, and the coach. It was a solo act.
Well, I think
New England.
What Chad was doing in Cincinnati was holding his own personal press conferences every day in his locker, right? A lot of it, you know, showing off and jackets and everything else. So I think the difference with New England is that, like, Bill Belichick will try to control the way you deal with the media, you know, by showing you ways for guys to get in trouble or whatever it might be. And look at the way you answer this question, you just offended this player or that player or this party. So this is how we handle the media. Being his personality, I think Cam is who he is, but I don't know how Skip can say that, you know, Cam Newton is not a leader. You know, it's never been his strength. I mean, you could question, like, leadership and how they go about it. But is there a quarterback in this league that isn't a leader? Is there a quarterback on any football team that isn't a leader?
I don't know.
The nature of the position requires you.
We'd have to go through every player. But I would say this, that there's never been anything that I've heard where teammates have lashed out at him for not being a leader. Kyle Bailey of Charlotte's WFNZ was on this morning. He talked about how teammates think he was a great leader.
It's always been fascinating to me to listen to a faction of this fan base and, of course, portions of other fan bases characterize Cam Newton as being a poor leader or a diva or any of those things. And then you contrast that to what nearly every one of his former teammates will say about him. Now, Roman Harper and Mike Tolbert and so many others have said, you know, I had a preconceived notion of Cam Newton before I started playing with him. Or, you know, what's said about him is not close to the truth. This guy has every reason in the world not to work, right? Not to show up and work every single day, but it's what he does. And his teammates will tell you that, you know, he's a great leader. So, you know, you have competing narratives here, but the one that I think should matter is the one that comes from those who suited up next to him, and it is overwhelmingly positive.
Okay.
So, yeah, I just don't know how you could say a quarterback in this league who's been successful is not a good leader. I mean, I could see a quarterback that just can't get out of his own way and is out of the league in two or three. I would question maybe if Blake Bortles is a leader. You know what I mean? That type of quarterback who spent 3 years, never figured it out, and
Derek Carr's
and is
had
out
some
of the
success,
game.
And people have been critical of him in the past.
Well, he hasn't.
Not being a great leader.
Well, he hasn't been an MVP.
Right.
I mean, he hasn't taken a team to a Super Bowl.
Right.
Has he taken a team to the playoffs? Derek Carr?
Yeah, they did make the playoffs.
And he got hurt, right? So, yeah, he couldn't even play in that game.
Right.
But no, okay, fine. So Derek Carr, he's a leader. That position alone, I don't know how you can be, you know, how you can say he's not a leader.
I don't know how we can ignore, and I don't know if this bugs you or not, but his mannerisms bug the living hell out of me.
Why?
The grimacing, the facial expressions, like everything is like, everything's some sort of theatric. Everything's so over the top, you know, high school play. Where he always waits to get up last when he's calling the play. It's just a little too much for me. Now
That's going to bug you.
Yeah, it bugs me now. Because originally I told you guys I had some bad news for you. I had some really bad news for you. And I'm pretty much, you know, on point when it comes to this.
Now, sometimes.
I thought he had some Kyrie Irving in him.
Oh, jeez.
Wait, what?
I did initially.
Wait, Kyrie
initially.
Who?
Kyrie
Irving. Like Flat Earth.
I thought
Kyrie?
He had, you know, same way I saw it in David Price.
Yes.
You know, those two guys are similar.
Are you throwing it out there right now?
No, no, no. But I was wrong. I'm telling you that I was wrong because I had the wrong person. It's not Kyrie Irving, because Kyrie Irving is just a flat out dope, and I don't think anyone likes him, even when they say they do. I think he's got more of an Odell Beckham-ish in him. That's why I think he has in him. And I'm not surprised that those guys were working out and rubbing because it's less about he's always showing his abs. He's like, you know, he's always kind of getting the video in his face, and he's
so there's a lot of BS to the narrative.
It's just a lot.
Right?
I don't know who you are. Well, and that is my issue with him.
I think it's more of, say, LeBron James.
There's
semantics there that maybe you're not crazy about.
I'll take that.
Drama that's around him.
Drama's a good word.
Showmanship when he plays. But I think this is like the perfect post-Brady quarterback. You know, because, I mean, listen, if Stidham was the quarterback, we'd say, how is he different? Well, I'm not so sure he's going to be. He's a young rookie quarterback. He ain't going to say anything. He ain't going to do anything. Like, you know, it'll be interesting to see if he's emotional on the field or not. Cam Newton is just a different guy, just the opposite. You know, I don't know how similar they are. I want to say complete opposite, but a different guy than Tom Brady. The way he dresses, the way he acts in the field. You think on first and goal from the two, he scores a touchdown to Superman, people are going to be like, oh, God, I hate that. No, not at all. They're going to be excited.
That's why
third and four,
he
gets a first down. He does his little first down, little whatever he calls it.
Yeah.
No.
Guys, I don't think any of that stuff. I don't think any of that stuff plays into this. I really don't, Christian. And again, if he's winning, he can do whatever he wants. We've seen that. This is how fans respond. And if you're losing, then they bring up all of those things because they want to embarrass you.
What I don't
like
is
they want to hurt you. They want to come in with the lowest thing they possibly can.
Listen, in any sport, and you're right, LeBron's got a little bit of that in him also. When he gets hit and it's like, hey, make sure everybody sees how much pain you're in. Make sure everybody sees how much it hurts, right?
Yeah, even though it probably doesn't. He's as hurt as he is.
Yeah, like it's always this cat and mouse game, and it's like, just either you are or you aren't, right? I'm waiting for a wheelchair to be pulled out there and then him to come back in like, oh, my bad. I didn't think it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. That is my issue with him, and I think that, to me, is someone not being authentic. That, to me, is someone that the fans say, fraud. That's why I say I don't think they're going to accept
him. Again, I think it's irrelevant. We could sit here and talk all the personality and how he dresses and how his hair is and all of this other stuff. They're bringing him here to see if he can be a quarterback for this football team. That's a bigger question. We're going to get to all of that. Best case, worst case scenario. Brian Baldinger will join us coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hold on, but again, you keep saying Kyrie Irving, and I said, I was wrong, and then I said, who did I say? Forgot who I said.
You said Odell Beckham.
Odell Beckham Jr., and then Lou added LeBron James, and I said, yeah, better comp.
So you were thinking this yesterday, so good thing you didn't echo this yesterday, because this would have been...
Saying what?
The Kyrie Irving.
I actually thought it this morning.
Because you said originally.
This morning is when I told you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brian Baldinger is joining us live right now on the Harbor One Hotline. Of course, Brian, NFL Network, and he's now working as well with our company with Radio.com. Brian, how are you?
Well, good afternoon, guys. It's good to be with you. I'm doing great.
What's up, Baldy?
I'm just hanging out here in the film room here today. Not bothering anybody up on the third floor at NFL Films. Just having a good time. Just kind of going through some great players of the past and kind of look into what we might expect this year.
Do you brag about how much film you watch like some other, you know, analysts I see out there? I watch 30 hours of film.
I never brag about it, because if you're going to be an analyst, it should be like breathing air. I mean, it's your job. So, however many hours it takes to get whatever project you're getting done, get done. I mean, that's sort of what we do at NFL Films. We never brag about anything. This is just the work we do to try to pay respect to the game.
So we've had an interesting offseason up here in New England, as you can tell. Tom Brady now in Tampa Bay. And then yesterday or 2 days ago, we find out Cam Newton is coming here. What was your take when you heard that?
I wasn't really surprised. I think there's a couple things at play here. One, I don't know this at all. I'm not a reporter. I'm not putting a microphone in front of Bill Belichick. But I'm just wondering if the league, Mahomes will set a record for amount of money you're going to pay a quarterback. But when they kind of just balked at paying Tom, a multi-year contract, I kind of just get the feeling that $40 million is the ceiling. Like, maybe nobody's going to go higher. And maybe the way to do it is just taking middle-round draft picks, or even your first round, your rookie contracts, or veterans that have had success to deals where they got to earn their incentives and earn their keep, all that kind of stuff, and just build the best team around that position rather than just trying to strike gold with Brady or Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers, which seems like it's really hard to do. And maybe the Patriots are just going to – that's the way they're going to go. But I wasn't surprised they signed Cam, and I expect Josh to really cater the offense to his skill set.
Brian, about the timing of it, do you think – Cam was in their plans for a while, or because it just seemed like with Stidham and unknown and Brian Hoyer behind him, the room sort of seemed thin for a long time, you know, before they brought Cam in?
Well, they've had two quarterbacks on the roster a number of years. I remember going out to camp when Brady came off his suspension. I mean, it was just Brady and Garoppolo. I mean, it wasn't even a third arm, at training camp. They've done this before.
But it's different with Brady, right? And unknown like Stidham.
Yes, but but I think they were just waiting to see. I mean, Andy Dalton signed. We thought maybe you could put him with New England. I just think Jameis Winston signed in New Orleans. I think they're just kind of waiting it out and seeing what's the best deal they could get, knowing that, Cam still had to go through a physical process that for a long time it couldn't be done. And I still don't know if they gave him, a full proper physical and all that. I mean, I haven't seen any video of anything. But, you got to know that the shoulder is okay, that the Lisfranc is healed. The things that have really beset him the last two seasons are good to go right now.
So would you say that it's Cam Newton's job to lose?
Yeah. I mean, I think I expect Cam Newton to be the starting quarterback. I mean, he's got the experience. He was up there in 2017, week four. He was the best player on the field in their, win against the Patriots. I mean, that's not that long ago. Just in the middle of 2018, he was 6-2. They came back from beating the Eagles down 17-0. I mean, he looked like Cam Newton, MVP Cam Newton. He was playing really well in Norv Turner's system. I think Norv probably talked to Bill about him, what you're going to get, what you need to do, the strengths, the weaknesses, whatever they may be. And, I expect him to be the starter.
So I guess the love affair with Jared Stidham has ended, I guess.
No, I wouldn't say that. I think there's a great deal to like about Jared Stidham. I remember when he came out of Stephenville High School, I was doing Big 12 games. Art Briles was at Baylor. That was Art's big recruit at Baylor to try and keep their run going down there. They were so excited about getting him, and he got a chance to play, and then Art got blown out, and he transferred. But I remember him coming out of high school, what kind of player he was. I watched him in preseason last year. He played well. I think there's a lot to like about Jared Stidham, but look, trying to replace Tom Brady is impossible, and so you can't make any sort of expectations really on Cam right now with the offseason he's going to have, getting a playbook a month before the start of the season. I mean, I just think you just got to kind of temper expectations at this point until you find some kind of a rhythm, whoever is that quarterback for a period of time.
We're talking with Brian Baldinger. the way Cam Newton plays, he needs to use his legs. That is what makes him such a dynamic quarterback. Yet, you talked about the injuries. The injuries come because he gets hit too much out there. He's got a big, large body, hard to bring down. He fights through tackles, and he gets hurt. Can he continue to play that way without getting hurt?
Well, look, the design runs, we'll see how they do that. You know, I mean, there's going to be some design runs. But the bigger part is how you defend the Patriots now on third down. With Tom Brady, you could play man coverage. You could empty the middle of the field. He wasn't going anywhere. You could do the same with Garoppolo. You can't do that with Cam Newton. You can't afford to sit there and play man coverage, you know, and just take away your best threat or double team, you know, your best receiver, whatever. I mean, you can't, because he's going to take off with it. And when he does, he's generally going to get you a first down. So you've got to have an answer for it. It's going to be, you're going to defend the Patriots differently than they've ever been defended in the 20 years. And that can work to their advantage. And those are runs that he does on scrambles where he just feels the defensive backs turning their backs to him. And he sees an alley. He's going to go take it.
So Bill is one of his, the number one, one of the, I would say, in no particular order, accuracy is very important to him. I don't know how accurate Cam Newton is. How do you see it?
Well, look, he's not going to complete 70% of his passes. You know, the throws that Tom would make to any running back, James White, whoever it is, 14 times in a Super Bowl, I mean, the ball is put on a tee. I mean, that's a sign of accuracy. I don't know that he can just check it down like that consistently. He did it all right with McCaffrey and the guys that he had in Carolina when he went to that kind of offense, and it was a big check down and the ball was going to McCaffrey. He looked fine doing that. The ball's down the field. You're just not going to get that type of he's got a bigger arm than Tom does, but you're not going to get the accuracy that Tom would throw the ball with. And so, but you're going to get maybe some bigger plays than what they've been getting with him.
Brian, one of the things we just found out actually recently is a report, Jason Lockenfor, that the Patriots can actually tag him next year if they choose to. So is this a one-and-done type of situation, or could Cam be here for a few years, in your opinion?
It could be. I mean, it could be a lot like Ryan Tannehill. I mean, Ryan Tannehill went in Week 7 last year against the Chargers when they benched Marcus Mariota, and he became the highest-rated quarterback in the league. Nobody saw that coming. And he parlayed it into a big contract, a huge contract for him. I mean, I could see something like that happening to Cam if he plays at that level or at the level that he has played at before. If he does that, then I can see this being far more than a one-and-done. If he goes out there, he gets injured, he doesn't play well, you know, there's no way that he'll be brought back next year.
Did you think the Patriots were a playoff team before Cam Newton, and are they now?
Well, I did think they were a playoff team. They won the division 11 years in a row. Yes, Brady was a huge part of it. I mean, I'm not going to downsize any of that. But they still own that division. Now, look, Buffalo has certainly gotten better, and I'm sure the Jets feel like they've gotten better along the way. But it's still the Patriots know how to defend these teams and keep the score down and take the ball away. And I know it's with a different cast this year, but it always seems to be with a different cast. I mean, I still think you got to go through New England to win the division. And nobody's been able to do that in over a decade. So until somebody shows me that they can do it, and Buffalo had chances last year. They defended the Patriots really well, but they didn't do it. And so I still think they're a playoff team until somebody just dethrones them at this point.
Does the ceiling change, though, if you thought they were a playoff team? Like, now do you think, you know, because we had Mike Lombardi yesterday and said he thinks that they have a chance now to beat Kansas City.
Yeah, I don't know that. I mean, you know, you can spot Patrick Mahomes 24 points is going to beat you. I like Mike and I respect Mike, but I don't know that you're ready to dethrone Kansas City. They do have a lot of changes there, but they still got the quarterback who's not even in his prime yet. He's getting better. So, I'm not ready to say that they're ready to knock off Kansas City or Baltimore at this point, but if you have a home playoff game and you win the division and you got to go to New England and Cam's under center there and he's playing well, I mean, good luck whoever has to go in there and try to defeat him.
You know, there's this perception about Cam Newton, the way he conducts his post-game press conference, the way he is on the field. You know, whether it's true or not, that's what it is. So what do you know about him personally? What do you know about his personality? And do you think that will mesh well here in New England?
Well, when he's winning, nobody's having more fun. I remember the year, you know, when he was the MVP and he was pointing to the stands about who he was going to give the ball to, and that became a big deal for the networks to show it, you know, what young kid was going to get the football. I mean, you can't get the smile off his face in the winning. Now, you know, when they're losing, he's not playing well. I mean, you can see a whole lot of pouting going on. You know, he's going to get the towel over his head, and he's going to pout. Now, whether he does that under Bill, we have seen a lot of players with certain reputations come to New England, and we never saw those reputations again. In fact, they just disappeared. And so I'm anxious to see everything. I mean, we watch everybody's body language. We don't want to judge anybody, but we want to see what they're like when they're losing, when things aren't going well. I mean, we learn a lot about players like that. You know, can he exhort the team to come from behind to beat Buffalo the way Tom did last year to beat him? You know, those are the things that we got to examine Cam under in a new regime. We're going to find out a lot about him real soon.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of comparisons. Well, and there shouldn't be, but there is, by especially with the mannerisms, you know, the on-the-field antics, the over-the-top theatrics with Newton compared to what you would get from Brady. You think that's fair?
Not really, because, like, Tom was the ultimate competitor. I mean, you know, he had his game face on every day. You know, he looks like he's already changed being down in Tampa, but that's who he was there for 20 years. You know, and he was a model of consistency. And after a tough loss, a game where he didn't play well, whatever, he stood there and he took all the shots and he said all the right things. I don't know that you're going to get that always from Cam. We've seen an inconsistent Cam when things don't go well. We saw it in the Super Bowl game when things didn't go well for him. So we got to see. I think he has a chance to redeem himself and really come back with a big chip on his shoulder and show the league that they were crazy not to chase him here in this free agent period.
He's got a lot of motivation, to get a contract, and you're right, to prove the world all wrong. At Baldy NFL, that's his Twitter handle. You can follow him there. You can follow him on the NFL Network and radio.com. Always good talking to you, Brian. Have a good one. Stay safe.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it now.
All right. See you later. Interesting. So what is the best-case scenario? What is the worst-case scenario for the New England Patriots with Cam Newton? I know you guys love the best case and worst case scenarios.
I feel like we always screw this up, though. I feel like you need
in
to
no
give
particular
give.
Order.
I mean, if you want to go by the truest definition of the word, the
purest
best case scenario is 16-0 and undefeated season.
Exactly.
And
that's
win
my
the
point.
Really?
Are we really going to do this
it,
again?
Let me rephrase it.
I mean, it's too
best
easy.
Best realistic case.
Best
worst
realistic
case.
I mean, you're talking about, everything just sort of clicks. And you end up, you're not getting a bye, right? Because they're not even doing two teams with a bye anymore. You win the AFC, you're the 2 or 3 seed. And then you get to an AFC title game and you lose. That's the best case scenario.
Do you get more than 1 year out of them?
Well, now we're taking different branches of the best case scenario.
Yes, I'm doing that.
So can we stay in the now?
I want Lou to answer that, and then I'm going to get to you.
Why don't we just stick with the best case scenario first?
Because you gave me the
opinion, the only one that matters? What's yours?
You gave me the best case scenario. No, the best case scenario to me is that he revitalizes his career. He has a terrific year, and I still don't think the Patriots can go deep enough. So let's say they win 10 games, maybe 11 games. He makes money as a free agent, and as you pointed out, they can either franchise tag him. More likely what they would do is they would go get the compensatory pick and let him go. So they get 1 year out of him, and it buys them some time.
Okay, so my best case scenario is my original scenario. It's 10-6.
That's your best case scenario?
It's 10-6, but I think
you
there
definitely
are,
have a tough time understanding
the schedule.
I can play the best case scenario and go all nutty on you if I want to, but I think the best realistic scenario with him is 10-6. Is 10-6, but there are good 10-6. There are deceptive 10-6 because they've played a really good schedule, a tougher division. So they're 10-6, but they're hardened and they're disciplined, and they've lost close games maybe because of their kicker, like Lombardi talked about.
So best case would be AFC losing the AFC title game still at 10-6, win a division.
So your regular season is 10-6, but you win a playoff game, and then you lose on the road.
They're not better than Kansas City or Baltimore.
Right, so you win your first play. They're going to win one playoff game.
Yeah.
I don't know who it's going to be, but that's
maybe,
it. They're not going to have a bye. They're going to play against a team that is just, you know, just better than them. And
they didn't win a playoff game last year.
We can give you lots of reasons. And Baldy gave me a lot of different ideas about this team and what they're going to look like, because that's what everyone is going
into. We're going to get to all of that. Worst case scenario.
Worst case scenario is they're not making the playoffs. He's just okay, and they, but they don't. He doesn't win you the games that matter. That's worst case scenario. He can't win you that game to put you in the playoffs. So they're 9-7, and that's So you have a winning season, but you didn't win. You didn't make the playoffs.
Okay, I'm going to stick with the pattern here. I'm going to say he gets hurt in camp, doesn't play at all, and you find out Jared Stidham sucks too.
Right.
See,
I feel like that's the worst case scenario. I don't deal with reality.
That he gets eaten by a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Well, that you could throw that in there. He goes to your pool and the shark eats him.
I heard they're coming back.
You know, something like that. Yeah, that's the worst case scenario.
I invite them over for a barbecue, don't go in the pool. There's sharks in the drain.
And this is why I think you've got nothing to lose by signing him for veteran minimum, because the worst case scenario is either he gets hurt or he simply sucks and he can't figure it out with New England, and you're just going back to your original plan. Because the original plan was...
Well, let me give you one.
We're talking June.
Let me give you the worst case scenario then, but in the way you're talking. How about Cam Newton just starting quarterback? You go 9-7. You lose some tough games late. You don't win the division. You make the wild card. You lose in the first round. Or you don't make the playoffs, whatever. And you never really got to see Jared Stidham in a game. And you're in the exact same boat you're in right now. You have no idea if Cam did enough to go somewhere else and get his money. And you still haven't seen Jared Stidham play under the lights. That is your worst-case scenario. You get an okay year from Cam, an okay year from the team. It's not very good. You don't believe in them. They get bounced in the first round or just miss the playoffs, and you still don't know.
Listen, I've heard a lot of people, that, and especially there are a lot of people like Celtic fans who love these young players and cling on to them and just want to sit there and watch them, you know, develop and mature or whatever. It's all up to Jarrett Stidham. Okay, he's a big boy. He's got to go out there and he's got to win this job. And I still think there's an opportunity he may be your starting quarterback on opening day. Because if they liked him this much going to the end of June before they actually signed somebody else, and the only reason they signed him is because it was tremendous value and you got nothing to lose. They were risking nothing. So they really liked Stidham. If Stidham gets beat out by Cam Newton, shame on him. It's on him.
Who do you think is the starting quarterback?
Him.
Who do you think is the starting quarterback is week one?
It's no shame.
I think it's 50-50. I'm not as high on Cam Newton as you are.
Hey, let's get to this after this.
Okay, let's take a break, and then we'll get to all of this coming up next right here on OMF. We'll get to your phone calls at 617-779-7937. This hour being brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, locations in Salem, New Hampshire, and Dedham, right next door to Legacy Place.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.